Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Go through bidding.
And then
Matthew 24 has a scripture in the same chapter. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13 and 14. And it says, "He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved."
Yes.
Verse 14 says, "And this gospel, of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Amen. There is a gospel that Jesus commanded his disciples to preach. And there's also another gospel, or a counterfeit gospel, that is being preached today. And certainly we want to differentiate and to let you to know the difference between the real gospel and the counterfeit gospel. And Jesus said that this gospel must be preached into all the world for witness. Amen. How many of us today are being a true witness for the sake of the kingdom of God? Amen. God wants you to share the message, amen, of his salvation and how he came in your life. He saved you. He set you free, and now he's keeping you to be that sanctified witness to the world. Amen. The Bible also says in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 14, and it said, "Even so has the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live the gospel."
Oh, yes.
Amen. We've got a lot of leaders that are preaching the gospel, but they're not living the gospel. And I want to let you know, the Bible says in Romans 11 and 29, amen, both can have a gift to minister, to preach, and they have other gifts, but yet, the Bible says the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Amen. And I must stress, they that preach the gospel, even as the word of the Lord is said today, should live the gospel. In other words, to be totally committed to the kingdom of God and to Jesus Christ all of your life. And what we're seeing today in the house of God, we are seeing Christian entertainment.
All right.
Amen. You almost got to have more special effects than Steven Spielberg in the house of God. They got the lights, and they got the camera, and they got the smoke coming up from the stage. Amen. God wants a man or woman to stand flat-footed and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus saves, that Jesus delivers, that Jesus heals, that Jesus works miracles. If you would just preach it. Amen. God said that he would confirm what his disciples, or those whom he had called witnesses of his, he would confirm or back up what they preached. And the scripture says they went everywhere and they preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it says also in the same passage in verse 16, he said, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of." Amen. There's a lot of preachers that are preaching today. They are glory in themselves. They are building a false foundation.
Yes.
Amen. They have put charms and spells on people as if those people under them are under a mental demonic cage. Amen. He don't want you to be afraid. Amen. He don't want you to be intimidated. He don't want you to be manipulated. Amen. By what those who are supposed to be the leaders, amen, and those who express, amen, what they say today, whatever they say, he wants you to stand and to preach the gospel and to be a witness for the Lord. And he wants you to be firm in what you preach and to stand on his word. And God says, I'm going to back you up. I'm going to confirm the word that I put in your spirit. Amen. The gospel that you hear today, amen, first of all, it is devoted. Secondly, it is polluted. It is tainted. It is perverted. And then lastly, what the devil wants to do, he wants to paralyze you, that you'll be at a complete standstill and do nothing for the sake of the kingdom of God. Rise up in the name of Jesus and do what God called you to do. And whatever God calls you to do, he anoints you to do, he appoints you to do, and he's going to release you to do whatever that he's put in your heart for the sake of the kingdom of God. Amen. We got a lot of pleasure seekers. God never told us to seek after money and pleasure. Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek. Seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness.
Oh, yes.
Amen. You don't even preach about doing what's right. Amen. Mesmerize you and charm you and say different things to you, and then you are in a demonic mental cage. But I bind up every satanic cage that your mind is in. I bind it up and I cast the devil out of your mind, and may the power of God be loosed on your life, that you will be set free to do what God has anointed you to do to this generation. And God needs some Enoch, and he needs some Noah today that will preach the word of God to this apostate generation that will say, thus saith the Lord, without any fear.
Yes, sir.
But what men may say and what they might try to threaten you with. Amen. The Bible says that this gospel,
come on, man.
The word of the Lord must be preached.
Yes.
Amen. And we must preach concerning Jesus. Amen. That people would receive him and have faith in him alone.
Yes.
Amen. These people who follow these counterfeit preachers and preaching a counterfeit gospel, they have been preached a tainted gospel.
Yes.
Amen. Through charms and through spells. Amen. Some people today have not been taught sound biblical doctrine. Amen. And these leaders glory in their arrogance. They have built a false foundation dedicated to themselves. Jesus said, if I be lifted, he said, I will draw all men unto myself. Amen. We need somebody that's going to preach Jesus. Jesus in the morning. Jesus at noonday. Jesus in the midnight hour. Jesus in the afternoon. Whatever time that it is, somebody needs to preach Jesus again in the house of God. Amen. We got a lot of preachers that are preaching, but there's no change in their lives. Even those who follow them, there is absolutely, positively no change with the Baptist collar on, with the clerical garb on. Amen. That has to be a change in your life. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He causes your life to be changed. Your appetite for the things that you once had appetites for, it is changed now because of Christ. The church not only has a head problem mixed up, but they got a heart problem. A heart problem, they got a sin problem. Amen. There's no such thing as a white gospel. There is no such thing as a black gospel. There is no such thing, amen, and authority.
Yes.
To act in his state. Amen. He has given us the power of attorney.
Yes.
Amen. To act in his state. Amen. Revelation chapter 3 and 1, he said that thou hast a name, that thou lives. He said, but you are dead. There's a lot of folk who have a reputation in church.
Yes.
Amen. I'm the right reverend, bishop so and so, and have all these names. Guess what? When you get to heaven, when you stand before the Lord, Matthew 25, he said, he's only going to say one thing. He's going to say, depart from me, come on in, thy good, depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Yes.
Or either he's going to say, thou good and faithful servant. The only thing he's going to say to you, he's not going to call you by your title, but he's going to say, good and faithful servant. Amen. And don't worry about what folks say about you. Don't worry about what they try to do. They try to do a lot of things in Jesus. Come on. Do you not know when you walk with God and in the word of God and in the spirit of God, you're just like Teflon. Amen. They might try to lie on you, but it's going to just roll right off of you. Amen. Some attacks. Amen. The devil might have attacked your body. Amen. And say you're about to have a heart attack. Well, it didn't stick. Amen. The devil said some things to your mind. Amen. He said it's going to do some things to you, but it didn't stick. Come on. Because you are just like Teflon. They just roll right off of you. It can't stick to you. Amen. Because God has you on a mission.
Oh, yes.
Amen. The Bible said that they have a form of godliness. Amen. Resemblance.
Yes.
But they deny the power of God.
Yes.
Amen. We got a whole bunch of people today.
Yes.
Amen. They have compromised the word of God. Amen. Leaders in the church today, they have compromised the word of God so they can continue to prostitute God's people for money.
All right.
Amen. We have Christian, as I've said before, we have a lot of Christian entertainment. Amen. He said we got to make it more fun nowadays in the house of God. Amen. We got to have some Christian entertainment. Amen. We got to have fun in our gospel meetings. With this comes the worship of men. Amen. With this comes carnal methods. With this comes mistaking dynamic personality for the power of God. Amen. And what we have today in the church is golden calf Christianity. There is no self-denial. Jesus said, if any man comes after me, follow me, pursue me, let him deny himself. Pick up his spiritual responsibility of the cross and follow me. Amen. When this comes, amen. They don't live, they don't have no holy living. Amen. And they don't have total commitment to Jesus Christ. And most messages today that we hear today, you don't even hear Jesus even mentioned. The Bible said, how can they be saved and delivered unless we preach Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. Unless we let them know.
Amen.
Amen. Who Jesus is. Unless we witness, amen, the change and the transformation that has come in our lives, that we are true witnesses of his, and the evidence is our lives, that he has saved us and delivered us. Amen. And today, what we're seeing today in our leadership today, they're like game show hosts. People are pouring in millions unto unholy entertainment. Is no more ministering to your spirit and ministering to your life. It is absolutely entertainment. Amen. And some folks, in some places, you got to pay before you get in the know. And what is that if that's not entertainment? Amen. Before we got saved, we had to pay before we got in to see the show. Amen. And folks, amen. I remember even my own self. Come on, I didn't even have a car. Amen. And I put my thumb out in the wind and I got to those concerts. Amen. And here it is, folks, nowadays, amen, have transportation, and sometimes some of them can't even get to the house of God. Make every kind of excuse it is to make. But we need to be in some fellowship to receive strength from the Lord. Iron sharpens iron, so that our faith can be strong when the devil comes up against us. Come on. We can take the sword of the Spirit, amen, and destroy the enemy in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants us to share with people, amen, of all culture groups. He said, go ye and preach the gospel to the nations. And that word nations, it means cultural groups, ethnic groups rather. Amen. Anybody that will hear your message, that will receive your testimony, that will receive your witness, share with them the goodness and the power of God, what he's done in your life. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 9. The Bible said he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Amen. God has not anointed us to go on picnics, but God has anointed us to go on a mission for the sake of the kingdom of God. There are souls out there that need to hear your witness, that need to hear your testimony, that need to hear of Jesus, his death and his burial and his resurrection, and how God raised you from spiritual death, and now he has raised you unto life in him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, and he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor scrip, nor bread, neither money, neither have two coats of peace. But God guides, he will provide. Where God leads, he will meet the need. Whatever God orders for you, God will pay for it. And the Bible said, whatsoever house he entered into, there abide and then depart. Verse 5, the people. Sometimes, saints, everybody's not going to receive your witness. Some folks ain't going to receive. Amen. We got to know, we got to understand and know how to receive, know how to receive rejection. So you're going to be rejected sometimes. But I want to share this word in verse 5. The Bible says, whosoever will not receive you. See, when anyone receives you, they are not receiving what God gives you. They're rejecting Christ.
Oh, yeah. That's the word.
He said, when you go out of the city, out of that city, shake the dust, shake the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. Amen. There's going to be a day that when these people who have rejected your words, amen, you try to share with family members, you try to share with co-workers, you try to share with neighbors, and they have totally rejected you.
Yes.
But there's going to be a day when God is going to keep on present, amen, some dust evidence. He said the dust from your shoes shall be an evidence, a testimony against them.
All right.
Amen. In the courtroom of God, and God said, exhibit number one, the dust, bring the dust evidence.
Come on.
And the very dust from the soles of your feet, that they rejected the word of the Lord that God had put in your heart, is going to be against them that day and that day of judgment. In that day of judgment, Jesus said, even among those that are leaders, he said, in that day, or in the day of judgment, there are going to be those, amen, who think that they got outstanding lives and outstanding resumes before God. And he said, I prophesied in your name. I healed in your name. I did many wonderful works in your name. And Jesus will say, profess to them, I never knew you.
All right.
Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Come on, you built, amen, you built a
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I take it time for you. I'm telling you, I take it a word, God, is just so powerful. I get so excited. You know, I'm like Jeremiah. It's like fire. Shut up to my bones. I tell you, I love the word of God. It's my only hope is Jesus in this last hour. But, you know, when you were saying, you know, about how these pastors are doing, the word of God, people don't understand that the word of God said, only follow them as they follow Christ.
Yes.
You know, but a lot of people, they were so mesmerized and hypnotized with these men and women that they thought was, you know, preaching and teaching the gospel. And it took their minds away from the presence of God.
Amen.
You know, and it's only because when people get saved, they don't understand. You don't just stop. You need to ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. He said, I will send you power. You know, and a lot of people don't have the Holy Ghost power. That's why they were so easily persuaded to walk away from the truth. Gospel. You know, that's why the word said many will be deceived. He doesn't say it will be few. It's so sad the time we're living in where people are right now because they didn't do what the word told us to do. He told us to walk. He told us to pray. He told us that the seducer would come in and try to seduce you just like he did Eve and Adam in the garden. And that's where the church is today. They've been seduced by the spirit. But you are preaching the word of God on today. I'm telling you, everything else is going down, Pastor.
Amen.
Everything is going down but the word of God. I tell you, the same world is to be in the will of God. And that's what we want to be. And we're trying to help you here at the Ready Church to be ready when Jesus comes. That's why he has these leaders. This is the purpose for him coming. If you could do whatever you want to do, then Jesus coming would have been in vain. But no, no, no. He came to redeem us back where Adam and Eve fell. Where, you know, when the enemy came in and sowed the seed, came and tried to change their mind, and they were, and the snake was successful. He changed their mind, but you don't have to let the enemy change you. Don't let him take your faith away from the presence of God. Don't you be deceived today. You don't have to be. It's too much word for you to be deceived. All you got to do is pick up your Bible and read the word. You know, and pray and ask God to open up your understanding. He don't want any to perish. You know, he came to set us free.
Yes, Lord.
Where Adam and Eve fell, he came to restore us back.
Praise
and you can be restored back today.
Yes.
It's never too late. It's a new day. Each day, new mercy. Yesterday's gone. You know, tomorrow may never come. But today, while the blood is running warm in your veins, while you still got the activities of your limbs, you know, why you can still seek God for yourself. You know, it's a personal thing. We all got a journey. You know, we all have a day that we got to stand before God.
Amen.
And we want to hear him say, well done. You're good and faithful servant. That's what Pastor was just saying. You let us know. He's not going to ask you about your backwards column. He's not going to ask you about all these rituals that we send these leaders to. He dumped hat all over the head. You know, they sound them like dumb, you know, dumped hat, you know, with the pointed, you know, like the KKK, you know, and stuff. Now we have those in the house of God. You know, it's all about your little, the fashion, you know, but no. Jesus is concerned about you. He's concerned about your soul. He's concerned about where you're going to spend eternity. I know people say, oh, there ain't no heaven, there ain't no hell. Just do whatever you want to do. But no, the word of God says you must deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him. I want to be a follower of Christ today. Don't you want to be a follower of Christ today? You already been. We already know what, you know, in Egypt. We already been in the wilderness before. But Jesus done brought us out of that. We don't have to be entangled in the yoke of bondage again. He's already destroyed it with his blood. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. What can You know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when you see everything that's happening around about us, Jesus is our only hope. He's our only hope.
Yes, he is.
You know, there's two facts. There was a fact you were born, but God knows there's a fact you got to die. And you don't have to die without Christ in your life today. So while you can make that conscious decision to give your life to him, to come to him, don't even worry about who's around you. Don't even worry about your family members that don't want to go. You just keep praying and you keep pressing on yourself. Just keep praying. Come to our Savior, you and your house.
Yes.
You just, I mean, he promised he will save you and your house. Stand on his promise.
Yes.
I'm standing on his promise today.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He blessed me with five beautiful children, one adopted and four of my own. And I believe God today. He said he told me to seek him. And I sought him. I tell you, I thank him for what he's done for me. I thank him for where he brought me from. And I praise him for where he's taking me right now. And God be the glory, Pastor.
Amen.
For the great things that he's done and he's doing. Ain't that right?
Yes.
I say he's an awesome God today. People need to know he's still the same. He don't change, even though people around you, these preachers and these ministers, is trying to change the word of God. We know if you read the word for yourself, he said his word don't change. What he did yesterday, he'll do today. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer on today. There's no yoke got you so yoked up that he can't undo it. I'm telling you. He's a yoke breaker.
Yes.
He can break every yoke, every stronghold, everything that's trying to tie your mind and tie your body up. Oh, he can do it for you today. All you have to do is surrender. Lord, I surrender my will.
Yes, Lord.
Not my will. It's not I can do whatever I want to do. Not my will. But God will be done in my life, Jesus. That's what we want. Ain't that what you want?
Yes.
I'm telling you, we here at the Ready Church, we're trying to help.
Yes.
You know, we know the time is winding up. He said, redeem the time. Oh, yes, get in a hurry. Come on. Run on, run on. I'm telling you, it was only 8 days in North Day. Oh, my God, it was less people now than it is, than it was back then. And it was only 8 days. Oh, my God, can you imagine wanting to be like this time? So we got to run like never before, seek God's face like never before, because the soon coming King, oh, yes, he's on his way back. But we see all the signs all around about us. Oh, yes, things around us are changing, but thank God he's still the same. Is that right, Pastor?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Pastor, you got anything else you want to say? I tell you, I just love the Lord. I just love his word. I tell you, I get excited. You know, I've been saved for over 37 years, and I tell you, I'm just as excited as I was when I first got saved. I thank God for that. The joy of the Lord is our strength on today. Isn't that right, Pastor?
Amen. So true.
I tell you, I couldn't
do
anything without him. I couldn't make it.
Praise
without him.
Jesus.
I pray we're doing something here to encourage you to hold on to those of you that haven't sought the Lord like you should. This is your opportunity. Come to Jesus while you have the chance.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. We certainly thank God for this opportunity just to make you aware. Amen. That God might quicken you, that the Holy Spirit might make alive.
Yes.
Amen. The word of God. The Bible says, beloved, believe not every spirit.
Yes.
But try the spirits.
Thank you, God.
Amen. By the word of God. Whether they be of God. Amen. You've got to try these spirits.
Yes.
By the word of God. Amen. God don't want you to just readily embrace everything you hear, but try it by the word
of God. That's right.
Prayer.